From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The troubled 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond Thursday during a brief court appearance. Nicholas Cruz was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. He appeared in a court in Florida, his hands shackled at the waist, wearing an orange jailhouse jumpsuit. His attorney did not contest the prosecution's request to keep Cruz jailed as he awaits further court proceedings. His court appearance came hours after President Trump spoke from the White House about the tragedy.
To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
Earlier on Twitter, Trump said there were so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again. A federal appeals court has ruled that the latest version of President Trump's order restricting travel is unconstitutional because it unlawfully discriminates against Muslims. In a 9-4 decision, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, said that after examining official statements from Trump and other White House officials, quote, "We conclude that the proclamation is unconstitutionally tainted with animus toward Islam." The court joins the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco as the second federal appeals court to rule against the ban. This is VOA News. South Africa's president-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to meet with the leaders of other political parties.
I will seek to work with all political parties and will start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa said he understands there are concerns about corruption and mismanagement in state-owned companies. He was sworn in Thursday in Cape Town after he was nominated in Parliament without opposition. The World Health Organization warns healthy pregnant women are undergoing unnecessary medical interventions at an alarming rate. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports most of the estimated 140 million annual births occur without complications. Yet it says over the past 20 years, there's been a significant rise in medical interventions previously used to avoid risks. These include oxytocin infusion to speed up labor and cesarean sections. WHO warns unnecessary labor and potentially harmful routine medical interventions are rampant in all parts of the world, in poor and rich countries alike. WHO's new guidelines include 56 evidence-based recommendations on best care for mother and baby during labor and immediately after. These include permitting a woman to have a companion of choice present during labor and childbirth, and allowing women to make decisions about their pain management, labor, and birth positions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan is building a wall along its border with Afghanistan, and it says it wants President Trump to help pay for it. The country's foreign minister told the Bloomberg News agency it won't cost the U.S. much. The war is costing them much more. Only a fraction of the wall has been completed because of money problems, but the foreign minister, Khawaja Mohammad Asif, said he still expects it to be finished by next year. He described the 2,300-kilometer border between Pakistan and Afghanistan as a free-for-all. He says as many as 70,000 people cross every day, fueling terrorism, drug trafficking, and militant activities. He also said the return of more than 2 million Afghan refugees from Pakistan is essential for peace. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.